Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market at 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time, November 10th. I'm Rich Posse of A Critical Point. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we should see the October CPI inflation report. I would like to think we're going to see it drop from that 8.2 level on down to 8 to hopefully 7.8, and there's some calculations suggesting that. There's people are betting on that, but there's also people betting that it's going to be pretty close to 8.2 instead, and that it's just not going to drop much. And in the core inflation, there are those expecting that it can actually move a little higher. Core inflation, I believe, last report was 6.6% annual. I think the month-to-month was 0.4. Trade might be expecting 0.5. One of the big banks, I think it might have been Bank America, said they thought maybe 0.44 or 0.4, something like that. So we'll just see whether it surprises the market or disappoints the market or not. I don't know how to really predict the inflation and don't know how to therefore predict the market from it. But what I can tell you, when I look at the 10-year Treasury note interest rate, the model suggesting that the market ought to go lower into tomorrow interest rate wise. And that doesn't sound like a high inflation report that would get the bond market all fired up, okay? And the level three bottom, even though we said it could have bottomed yesterday and then said we prefer today, we now prefer tomorrow and on into next week. And the daily indicators are rolling over and widening this morning, suggesting a chance to become more bearish on the interest rates. The five-day average could be a place where it might bump its head if it wants to pop and then go lower. Now, all this is pure speculation. There's no guarantee of it going lower tomorrow or into next week. And if they don't like the report and they slam these interest rates higher, we just got to go with it. If it trades above yesterday's high in the interest rate, 4.172, and you might have a little bit different number according to your quote system or whether you're using websites. But we do have to consider, looking out 2 weeks, interest rates are probably going to be higher. And they're probably going to support interest rates into next year even to stay in line with the Fed. But it still feels to me like the bond market does not want to lead the way. It wants to just be dragged higher by the Fed, that it is trying to predict we're going to top rates out at least by early next year. And the bond market may have been hopeful to top them out this year. And so it's just not as aggressive as the Fed. It thinks rates are getting high enough, we're getting close. But again, it has to deal with today's report, and they may just sell bonds and slam those rates higher, and it's going to bother the stock market. If the rates were to go lower into next week, though, I think that's supportive of the stock market. I think that backs off the dollar that can be supportive of the stock market. I think crude oil is going to back off next couple weeks, maybe, and that can be supportive. So we have a variety of things to want to be supportive of the stock market. But we just got to warn you, it can go the other way. It's just subject to flipping a coin on this data on what this inflation report's going to do, and perhaps flipping yet another coin on how the market behaves relative to it. All right, now going to the stock market itself, the S&P 500 futures and the cash. What we can see is the futures and cash might have bottomed yesterday for a level four intra-week swing and should bounce into late today on into tomorrow. That kind of leaves the door open that even if they want to sell this morning, even if they want to panic, that they're going to put the brakes on and bring it back up a little later. They're going to eventually shrug off the report. It may not be where it's just blood-curdling selling right into the end of the day on into tomorrow, okay? But the problem is the door is open to sell it off one last time into that level four. And if we did get a bounce today, it can top late today and start to be down the next couple days when we zoom out to those larger trends. Any rate, both markets are quite oversold here on an intraday basis, and that normally gives me a clue that the report, whatever reports do, might not be bearish, or it's not bearish enough, and there's some chance the market can move up, but it also opens the door, the report might even be bullish. So we may have some technical indications that there's going to be some optimistic bullish trade out of this report, that it might be a decent report for a change. But there's no way of guarantee it. We're putting it under a microscope. It's too easy to be off. When it comes to report, people can be so emotional that they can take patterns that normally we can predict very, very well, and they just distort them. They become a little too volatile, difficult to deal and work with. If we were not having a report today, I would be all over this betting the market's going to bounce today. But you bring in this report, and you can see there's still a slight bias to bounce today, but doesn't have to. All right, as we zoom, if it's going lower on an intraday basis, we just have to consider last week's low somewhere around 37.04 into maybe 37.15. Okay, the low 3700s here might be a bit of support here. Now, what about the possibility of the, or what's going on with the larger trends? Well, if we stay with the October 27 level 3 bottom, today, or actually yesterday and today, are about the earliest allowed for level 3 bottom. Level 3 bottom creates the largest up and down move during the month. It's a monthly buy-sell signal. So we're in the time frame to start looking for a buy, and we've got oversold intraday indicators. The daily indicators, really not oversold the way we'd like, but at least they're closer to oversold, suggesting a slight chance to be bullish. If it bottoms for level 3 as of yesterday or today off of this report, then the high of this week was not a level 3. Okay, the high on November 1st was a level 3. The market really should rally into next week for a level 3 top. If it can bottom for a level 3 today, or if it did yesterday. If we can get a bullish report or a report that people just don't care so much about and they want to buy this seasonally or off some other kind of news and information, okay? Now, the problem with that is that level 3 bottom is it's only the earliest. It does not have to bottom to, say, early next week. So they can sell it for a few days if they don't like the report. Now, if we move the October 27 low to the low of last week, we move it to November 3rd low, okay, and that's still a strong possibility, then in theory, this pullback yesterday into today, okay, is just a level 4. There's still a chance that it ought to recover back to the high of this week and move higher into next week. So we have two scenarios offering higher into next week. One scenario where things go wrong for us, it's going lower into next week and then bounce a little bit next week, and then we'll have to reevaluate. These business cycles, it's amazing how they tend to summarize to just three. So two out of three is the best you get, but that's like having 70 or 90% probability. We just have to close our eyes and go with it. The best scenario is it's going higher in coming days. It ought to be higher by next week to at least pick its head up some into a top. Problem is, still can't guarantee any of this, okay? And as we'll discuss later today for the weekly update, there's also those complications where we're going to have problems for a few weeks yet. Yet there is a possibility the low of the year was the end of the bear market this year. We got a brand new bull market, and the pullbacks we've seen last week and this week are just hesitations, base building, not that meaningful. So if we could just get it above the high of November 8th, that would be a positive development. Get it above the high of November 1st, a very positive development. But in the meantime, people are concerned this market can go quite a bit lower because they're not going to like the inflation report and they're going to get scared over higher interest rates. Is this market getting into a mentality, however, to try to shrug that off and be a bit more patient and wait? Don't know. At any rate, I've spoke long enough here in a little more than a half hour. We're going to get the data. The futures might go really crazy on us and may well create a gap higher or lower. And I think most people fear of a gap lower in the cash market at 9:30. And then we got to see how the 9:30, or whether the day session cash market is willing to deal, okay, with that gap, willing to deal with the report and shrug it off or not, or go with it. Any rate, not much else to say. The 60-minute chart on the S&P 500 cash was extremely oversold at the close yesterday, also suggesting more of a chance of a bounce today than otherwise. But you can't rule out a quick slam down to 3720 or something like that, 3700, then up. And we also can't rule out that looking back over past several months, most of the time the market went down in quite a bit on the day of inflation. Only a few times did it actually go up, and when it went up, it actually went up quite a bit, a couple percent. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. I'll update you sometime after the inflation report. I don't know how soon, and I don't know how soon we'll do the weekly update, but we'll take a stab at the weekly update, even though this could be a wild, crazy day that one cannot predict. Thank you.